This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration's latest drug strategy has been unveiled, but it's still unbalanced and unsatisfactory. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the administration unveiled its 1991 drug strategy the other day. It's a stay-the-course strategy, but the course is failing. The lesson of years of hand-to-hand combat against drugs is that law enforcement can't do the job alone. Despite the rhetoric, the administration keeps shortchanging treatment and prevention programs that offer the best hope to reduce demand for drugs. Treatment can help addicts break their habit. Prevention programs in schools and communities can stop children from starting down the path of drug abuse. True, casual drug use has declined in recent years, but hardcore drug abuse and the violent crime it causes are going up, not down. Unless we do better against that problem, Al, we're not addressing the heart of the matter.
Ted, the only thing lost in defeat here is the truth. President Bush has shown a strong, powerful, and steady commitment to get this nation straight. In two short years, drug use has dropped dramatically. This year, the president has asked for an 11% increase to fight the war on drugs. He also asks for another $100 million to expand drug abuse facilities. That means 200,000 more people will get the help they so desperately need. But while that will never seem like a victory to you, Ted, you ought to ask the strong people who have won their lives back how they feel. We're talking about human beings, individual lives, and how they fight this war with courage to win personal victories slowly, one day at a time. The president is full steam ahead on this one, and you're going to have to lose 20 more pounds to really run to jump aboard. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to help Eastern Europe complete its dream of economic freedom now that the euphoria has gone. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.